When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Hey, authentic influencers. We are here on episode 109, and today we are going to be talking about how you can really enjoy the journey. And it's all about the journey and not the destination. And I'm sure you have heard this so many times. I remember when I was probably maybe 3 years into my network marketing business, my upline actually gave me a bracelet that said this, that it was joy in the journey, not the destination. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute. I love that. But I don't think we really live it as much as we should, because there's so many times and so many people I've seen, clients of ours and just people in general, that don't really know what it means to find joy in the journey, because it really is the journey. Another way that you could say it is like fall in love with the process. And this is something that, especially with the times that we live in right now and the unknowing and all of the challenges and things that we have, that it really is about the process. It's about the journey. It's about the becoming, not actually the person that we become or the destination that we hit. And I don't know how many of you have ever, like, maybe you set a goal that by the end of the month, you're going to hit director, or you're going to hit this certain rank, or you're going to be able to have like this many recruits or something like that. And then you don't hit it. And what that happens to us. Sometimes it makes us spiral a little bit. It makes us be like, oh, we start thinking, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I'm not cut out for this network marketing thing. And we go on and on and on about all of those things, right? And sometimes when that happens, we maybe even quit because we're not reaching our goals, which all goals are self-defined guidelines. It's self-defined. And so I'm not saying like when you set goals that you shouldn't give yourself a timeline, because I think it is important to give yourself a timeline, but also you need to be okay with maybe moving your timeline a little bit. If you didn't hit that goal, why did you not hit that goal? What were the things that were happening in your life, in your business, in the world? There's lots of things that play into this. What things were going on that maybe attributed you to not being able to reach that goal? And then you can look and say, okay, what can I do differently next time? So instead of looking at, oh, I didn't accomplish something, and so because I didn't accomplish something, then I'm not good enough. That's really not what this is all about. It's all about, how can I change? How can I make things better? And this is what finding joy in the journey and falling in love with the process really is. Because yes, you can set goals. Yes, you can set timelines and deadlines and all of those things. But if they don't happen exactly how you thought that they would, which, let's be real, most of the time things don't happen the way we exactly think that they will. Sometimes they do and we get lucky, but the majority of the time, things do not happen. I want you to think of like the most amazing things that have happened in your life. How many of those things happened the exact way you thought they would? My guess is not many, because God really has a different way of accomplishing the things that we're looking for. And we may say, okay, this is the way I want it to happen, and I want to have this and this and this and this happen, but it doesn't always turn out that way. Because every experience and everything that we are going through, all of those things are designed to help us become the best version of ourselves. And when they're designed for us to become the best version of ourselves, if we knew how to do that, we already would be that person. And so sometimes we may have situations that totally like throw us out, like it's coming totally out of left field and we have no idea what's even going on, but we got to figure it out. And through that process of figuring it out, it helps us to become a better person. It helps us to maybe look at our business a little bit differently. It helps us to maybe find a different way of doing things. I think going through this whole COVID experience is a perfect example of that. Because how many people have now found other ways to build your business, found other ways to connect with people through online platforms like Zoom and things like that, that they wouldn't have done previously. And one of the things I was thinking about, I was reading an article earlier this week, and it was talking about how many people are out of the workforce because of COVID and everything that was happening. And because of the amount of kids that are now doing homeschool or like an online version of school, and they're at home, that four times as many women have dropped out of the workplace than men. That's a lot of people. Like, you think of how many people who have maybe lost their jobs, or that, you know, something has happened, that four times more women have had that happen than men. Which I look at that and I'm like, this is an awesome opportunity, right? It's an awesome opportunity because all of those women now, they're looking for ways that they can make money at home. And that way they can still stay home with their kids and homeschool and do all the things that they want to do, but they can still help and earn an income since their income that they were earning has now been cut. So there's so many things that happen to us. Like, that's a great way for all of us to grow our businesses, but we never would have guessed that that's the way that it was going to happen. Perfect example of that. And another thing that we can think about as we're going through this journey is that every time that something happens, that we can look at it and we can either make that thing define us, and we can say, oh, because that happened, I must be doing something wrong. Because that happened, I am not good enough. Because that happened, and we look at the situations and we apply the emotion to ourselves. And when we apply the emotion to ourselves, now we're taking responsibility for something that maybe we actually had no responsibility over in the first place. And so it could be like you do a post on social media and no one likes it and no one comments on it or anything like that. And you're like, oh, I just must suck at this social media thing. I'm not good at this. There's no way I can build my business online. You see this self-talk that we're telling ourselves. And the thing that we need to remember is that everything that happens is just an experience. That's it. And we get to choose with our emotions what kind of emotion we're going to put on that situation. And so in a situation where we put a post out there and no one comments on it, and we start saying, oh, I'm dumb. This doesn't work. I don't know what I'm doing. So-and-so is so much better than me. Have you ever had those things happen? And when that happens, then we start putting ourselves down because we're comparing and we start putting ourselves like we're not good enough. And all it was just an experience. Instead of looking at that of, okay, here's the opposite way to look at it. Everything that happens is just data. That's all it is. We look at that and we can say, oh, no one commented on that post. I must have not hit my right audience. I wonder what I could change in that post and repost it maybe in another group or repost it in a couple days and see if I change it, what will happen? That's a way of looking at things as data. And this is what I mean by like enjoying the journey, falling in love with the process, is that we don't let all of these outside forces define who we truly are inside. We don't let all of these outside forces define if we're going to make it to our destination or not. Because a lot of times that's what we do. These things don't work. We're not good enough. We're going to quit. We're going to stop. And then we don't do it anymore. Instead of looking at it of, okay, all of these things didn't work out. This is awesome because now I have an opportunity to learn. So what can I learn from this and what can I tweak so that way next time it's going to be better? That is what finding joy in the journey is all about. Because it's this process, because it doesn't matter what level you're at. You could be at the very top of your network marketing company. You could have just signed up yesterday. As you're going through this, there's going to be things that you're going to learn. Everyone has something that we're going to learn. And when we learn these things, we can look at that and say it can either define if we're going to be successful or not by saying, like, oh, this was a bad thing. And so it puts us on that road of, hey, we're going to quit. Or we can say, nope, this is not going to define us. And we're going to look at this as a learning opportunity and see how we can grow from that. If we're constantly looking about how we can grow, what we can do, it's always going to get better because it's not about the destination. It's not about that goal because you're going to hit that goal. And once you do, you're going to have another goal. And so sometimes like we hit these goals and we're happy for like a second, but then we're like always moving on to the next thing. And so we think that when I hit this, then when I hit director, then it's going to be better. I'm here to tell you right now, just because you hit director, it actually doesn't change much. You get a better paycheck depending on your comp plan, but there's still all of the problems that you had before you were a director. They're still there. And sometimes you have even more because now you have more people that you have to deal with. And so if you're always thinking, well, when I hit this level, then, when I hit this level, then, know that you are putting your joy in something that is intangible that's not actually going to happen because you're going to hit that and then you're going to realize, guess what? That's not the end. Think of it like if you're going on a road trip and you have like 25 stops. And as you're going through the road trip, you're like, oh, I can't wait till we get here. And once you get to your first city, you get super excited. But guess what? Tomorrow, you got to move on to the next one. And now you have a whole nother journey you got to take. And then you hit the next city and you're like, hey, this is so great. And then tomorrow, you got to move on to the next one, right? And you probably spend more time on the journey than you actually do on the destination. And so if we're always looking for how can we have joy in the destination, that's just small glimpses of time. And this is why people quit. This is why people don't want to do it anymore. They lose their joy. They lose their satisfaction. It's because they're putting all of their eggs in the basket of, I can't wait until I get here. And then that doesn't happen. And they're like, peace out. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. But if you could train yourself to love the process, to love, like when I fail, I get excited. I'm like, yes, I can learn something here. Because if it works, you do something right the first time, you don't know what it was that worked, right? Maybe it was the Facebook post. Maybe it was the time that you posted it. Maybe it was the person that saw it. Maybe it was that one person that shared it. Like there's all of these variables. So you put something out there the first time and it works. I'm like, crap. It worked. Now I don't have anything to analyze, right? And so for those of you people who love to analyze, like this is for you. For those of you who don't love to analyze, this is where you get to learn to love the process and love the journey that you're on. Because when things don't work, you're like, awesome. Now I can tweak things. I can see what's going to work and what doesn't work. And this also stops that perfectionism because there's so many people who they're too scared to post anything on Facebook because what if they do it spammy? So what? You do it spammy and then you learn, okay, that's a spammy way to do it. I'm going to do something else different next time, right? You lose a friend over it. Well, they probably weren't that close to you anyway. You have maybe a family member like is mad that you posted something. I've gotten into fights on social media with my siblings before. Like, guess what? The world moves on. We're still friends. Everything's good. Life doesn't come to an end if you do something that is imperfect. That should be on a t-shirt. It's okay. The point is that you're trying. That you are finding joy in the journey, in the things that you are doing, and you're pushing through, and you're saying, okay, this is going to work. This isn't going to work. It doesn't really matter what the outcome is because you get to learn something every single time you go through something. So Stop procrastinating. Stop waiting for things that are perfect and start taking action. Because it's that imperfect action that you just do it and you put it out there. And if it doesn't work, that's amazing. Because then you get to see why it didn't work. And if it did work, that's great. Do it again, just like you just did, and see if you can recreate the same thing. This goes for parties. This goes for recruiting. This goes for everything in your business and for your life, honestly. Keep going. Keep doing. Keep taking action. Because it's that little imperfect action every single day that's going to make a difference. I'm so excited for you to put this into practice. And I'm going to ask you to be a little bit vulnerable. In our Authentic Influencer Marketing Facebook group, if you're not a member of that, make sure you go. The link is in the show notes, but you can also go to Facebook and search for Authentic Influencer Marketing and you'll find it. And when you get into that group, I want you to let us know, say, hey, I just listened to podcast 109 and I'm going to be a little vulnerable. And this is the thing that I am scared to do. I'm scared of this, this, and this, and let us be there, be your cheerleader and encourage you. So whatever it is that you're scared of, it's okay. Because guess what? I'm sure that there's 10, 20, maybe 50 other people in that group that are scared of the same thing. So you all can cheer each other on and help each other to be able to build this amazing business. Because you have amazing strengths. You have amazing gifts that have been given to you. And people are waiting for you. And the longer that you are procrastinating and not doing things, the longer that they're waiting. So how long are you going to let them wait? So make sure you're going to the Facebook group. Tell everyone that you've just listened to episode 109 and this is what you're too scared to do and that you're looking for some encouragement. And we will be there for you. Thanks so much for listening and we'll see you all next week.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a two-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.